Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I wanted to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August the 28th of 2022, and I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from actually at a restaurant. Excuse me, an Italian restaurant, you know, here in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Our food is going to be coming shortly, but it is good to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in, however you found out about the broadcast. And tonight's going to be a bit different. I am going to let you know there is a big storm going on outside, rainy, windy, so if there's any interference, I apologize for that. I do apologize for that, honestly. And so, just thought you should know kind of what's going on. And with things being a little bit different, I want to start first off by showing you guys the flea market was a big success. Over 1,000 people came to get free stuff, free stuff of quality. There were literally items coming with price tags on them. Obviously, they were not prices that people attending the flea market were expected to pay, but I'm just saying that some of the items came with price tags on them. As in, people literally had bought stuff so they could give it away at the flea market, which I don't really remember seeing that before. And so that was, I don't know, but they were literally able to just, in fact, there was a couple hundred pairs of Crocs shoes that were given away. And I actually happened to score one of them. So that was pretty cool with, of course, the what are those? Those are Crocs. If any of you ever saw that meme on Vine, still don't get where that Vine went, why it didn't just get automatically uploaded to TikTok when it became TikTok before that Musical.ly. I don't know. But the Crocs is still a big thing, and people love them. Honestly, I love mine, to be honest. I do. Now, obviously we had people born again. We always have people come to the flea market who are surprised when they see that everything there is free and that they don't want any money for any of it. But you can literally leave your wallet at home because there's even like couches and that'll be there and stuff. And people are like, what? That's free too? Like you can win it? Uh-huh. And so, so obviously it was a good thing. I helped them run out of hot dogs. Literally putting the hot dogs into the buns. We had never seen people eat hot dogs so quick in our life. Went hungry. is what I know. And And then, so, as I said, tonight's going to be very different. We're on the road, and I got some stuff I got to do, too. Now, sports, I'm going to do that to get that right out of the way now. You had Midland with a good win over Cadillac, 27-21. This, listeners, that was 1 point below on both sides what I thought the score was going to be when I made my prediction with you folks. I said it would be Midland 28, Cadillac 22. Instead, it was Midland 27, Cadillac 21. So I was literally 1 point off per side compared to what it actually was, which in my mind was totally incredible. And so, and it was, first Midland was up by a lot, 20-0, but then Cadillac, was charging back, but they couldn't get within, the closest they could get was 6 points. And so Midland, good job, decent job. There were some more penalties than I would have liked to have. There were some penalties that I would love to have back, honestly. But, it's the game. And what do you expect? And so now, Midland goes to Mount Pleasant, right, to take on the Oilers. Dow, they lost to Fenton 45-7. Lots of mistakes. I don't know if Dow is that rough, in that rough a shape, or if Fenton is that good. Obviously, as they say, time will tell. At this point, don't know what to think. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks, a few weeks, to know what these teams are really made out of. We found out last year with Midland. Even at the college level, sometimes it takes a long time. By a long time, I mean several games, so several weeks. That being said, time to review. Time to preview what I see per Michigan. Because it's Monday, I figured I'd do Michigan Monday, and then tomorrow, Michigan State. And what do I expect from the team? Michigan has two quarterback faces that you saw last year. They're having Kate McNamara as the starter for week one. And then for week two, they are going to use McAfee as the quarterback. As for why they're going to do it this way, I don't know. But I am expecting good things from Michigan. I don't know if you'll be able to top last year or not. Obviously, you'll have Iowa, who I would expect to do some big things. Michigan State, Penn State, that team to the south, who will be unnamed. Wisconsin, so they got, obviously you have your normal Big Ten stuff to think about as far as who they'll be playing, as far as who they're going to play. And honestly. People have said they have to play Iowa in Iowa, so that could be a tough one. And then, of course, Penn State, always not always easy. I think the toughest game will probably be that team to the south. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that team to the south, oh, they got to do it in Columbus. And let me tell you something, listeners. They have not won in Columbus since 2000. Michigan has not been able to beat that team to the south in Columbus since 2000. They haven't been able to beat them since 2000. And you see what it is, listeners, is I want the rivalry to be that, a rivalry. What that means is nobody wins 8 years in a row. Nobody wins 8 years in a row, or 9 years in a row, like that team down south just did. I enjoy both programs. Do I like one better than the other? Maybe. I remember one time on this program a couple of years ago, I exposed one, which one it was that I liked more, and I kind of wish I didn't do that. But nonetheless, you know, and being a Michigander, sometimes talk about how great it would be to beat that team to the south, which we finally did last year. Yeah. And I like to say, you know, one time I was at the mall, several years back, they were doing this craft show, and one of the vendors there had these Buckeye candies that they were selling, you know, to help homeless veterans. But this guy decided it would be a good idea to give me a free one, which was very nice of him. And, of course, I thanked him for that. And I remember saying to him, you know, here in Michigan, we eat Buckeyes, right? I remember saying, here in Michigan, we eat Buckeyes. The problem is this. The Buckeyes came from that state to the south. Guys would have came from up here, like as a way to try to mock them.
I think so.
Yeah. You would think. So that we could be like up here. We not only want to beat them at football, we want to eat them. Eat them for what? Those chocolate peanut butter things. But what I don't get is why don't they call them T-Suns or T-Suns? You know that what's T-Sun stand for? That state up north. Why don't they call them T-Suns or Wolverines? You know, well, we get to call them Buckeyes. I think it'd be better for them if they called them T-Suns. I don't know what a Wolverine candy looks like, but nonetheless, we'll see. Maybe they'll come up with one, and they'll be like, we eat them for lunch because we want to beat them. But at this point, I am expecting great things from Michigan. I think 10 to 11 wins. I would say 10 wins can be expected. Maybe 11. I do think they will have one loss, maybe two. To whom? I do not know. I will have to see them progress throughout the season before I can make those kind of determinations as to who these losses will be to. Because after seeing what we did, how we did last year, anything is possible. And so there's that as for what I think it's going to be. And so that is a really cool thing that I just figured I would get my mind. So yesterday, Pastor was teaching on yesterday, my pastor, Dr. Buckley, was teaching on, you know, what do we do now, you know, the last days. But he talked about, you know, second, you know, Thessalonians 4, where it talks about, you know, the voice, where it talks about, you know, the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we go behind them. What? The dead in Christ shall rise first. I get that. So I was like, because I heard him say, you know, the trumpet will rise first, and I'm like, the dead in Christ rise first. What that means is those who had died on the earth, and then they'll rise first. Then those of us who are still alive in the earth will rise after. Whether that's tonight, tomorrow, next year, or you know, next week, next month, next year, 20 years, 50 years, whenever that is, but we'll all meet them up in the air. And so I am looking forward to that. And then we'll be going to heaven, and there in heaven we have a heavenly home, we have our heavenly body. We have a heavenly body. And I'm looking forward to that. Everything up there will be perfect. Everyone looks beautiful there. You know, you never are old or anything like that. Unless you want to be old, of course. But then. So. You hear that music, that's just, you know, Italian music. I just think it's funny that they're playing this when I'm talking about heaven. I just think that's kind of funny. Yeah. I think it's funny how some things just work out like that sometimes. It's just funny. And thing of, you know, how they say it's not over till the fat lady sings. And so, as they say, you know, it's not over till, I mean, I've heard, you know, obviously I've heard that over the, but I even saw it on a birthday card I gave someone once. Who was that I gave it to, Mom? Who was that we gave one to that said something like that? Something about it's not over or something. Yeah, that was funny. Because I was going to say, yeah, I remember the listeners. I had given someone a card like that. Yeah, and I thought, yeah, and I honestly think that that's funny. Yeah, because that was the first time I had heard that, and then I had heard, you know, even like for a sports caster, I had heard say that, and I thought that was pretty funny when I heard it. Like a good fun. There can be good and bad funnies. Like some funnies you go like, some people could be like, I feel funny, and then you don't know what to think of it. But then there's the other funny, like where it's like, you know, you want to laugh. And so, yeah. So, I wanted to have my mom share this testimony about my grandpa, about her being there with him a week ago when he was there. Mom, if you wouldn't mind sharing that, please.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Julie Shukla, and I'm Rivers' mom, and yes, I was just with my father, and he was telling me how when we were driving down the road that he had painted the roof of several barns. And so then I said, Dad, like, your whole family, I mean, you guys, you were raised on a farm and your dad, you know, passed away when you were young. And how did you know how to paint, you know, barn roofs? And he said, well, we didn't have enough money. And so he said, I was praying to God, and I prayed in the church till midnight. And he said, when I got up from the altar, I instantly knew how to paint those barn roofs. I went home, called three guys to help me, and the next morning I went into the hardware store, and he said that he bought all the paint that he would need and all the equipment that he would need and the ropes. And he said he told the, you know, hardware, in the 60s, when I get paid, I'll be in to pay you. And my dad said that he went through the whole Cadillac, Marion, Tustin, Leroy area of Michigan and painted all the barn roofs that they would let him paint. And then he went back to God again and said, God, what do I do next? I need money for my family. And he was a brand new Christian, so he went to the altar again and stayed until midnight. He said, God, what, you know, what would you have me do? And God told him, he said, well, you looked at the bottom of those barn roofs. And so my dad said he went, hired more men, and they painted the outside of those barns. And he said that that's how, you know, he made enough money to raise our family. And then he said when the outside of the barns were all painted, then he was like, okay, what is next? And God told him to start building houses. And so he said that he prayed until midnight, and he knew exactly how. He went home, and he got my mom up out of bed, and they figured all night long. And then he hired a crew, and they went around to people and said, this is how my houses are going to look, and this is what I'm building. And he built hundreds of homes with that exact same layout, the exact same, you know, everything about them were all the same. They're all over the place. And God blessed him, tremendously blessed him. And so he told me that for so many things in his life, that's what he did. God told him to do something, and he would go to the church altar, and he would pray until midnight, and then he would go home. And by the time midnight would come, God would have given him the plan of what he needed to do and how he needed to do it. And then I was actually 5 years old when God called my dad to be a preacher. And so my dad was like, you know, he knew he was supposed to preach, but he was very shy, very quiet man. And so he was crying out to God, saying, God, I don't know how. And he said he saw that old altar at the church. And so he said he went to the church. He prayed until midnight. And then he said, God, if you help me, I will preach. And so he did. He preached 5 years in Everett, Michigan, 5 years, I'm sorry, 9 years in Houghton Lake. And then at Edgett Church, he preached several years, and totally, I know he had four churches, so I missed one of them, but he preached 25 years, and all the time that he preached, he worked full-time, and he was a very, very prosperous man, because he never stopped spending his life at the altar of God. The fondest memories that I have of my dad is, you know, of him praying, being in the church, praying and praying and praying, because he was so humble and so sincere going to God and saying, I don't know how to live. I don't know how to raise my family. I don't know how to run a church. I don't know how to do anything, but God always taught him because he spent enough time with God. And I think that is one of the greatest lessons of life, is that if you spend enough time with God, he knows all things and he wants to teach us and tell us all things. And so I thank you for the opportunity to share with you for a few minutes. Rivers?
Yes. And so my food is here. And it's this wonderful lasagna. I am. So, folks, I call you blessed in the name of Jesus, Psalm 91, Psalm 1, and I just pray that the blessing of the Lord over you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all tomorrow night. So long.